got me humming. Out in the desert, the cacti are home. Tarantulas cluster in their underground dome. Olé, tarantula. Furry black legs and a spicy goatee. If you see Gino, won't you kiss him for me? Olé. Through the dark window, she squeezes her eggs. Out they come tumbling on their spindly legs. Olé, tarantula. I feel like a three-legged chinchilla. Over the side, tarantula. Look at his fingers caressing the keys. If he don't please you, you just can't be pleased. Olé, tarantula. In through a spiky dark mist. If she don't kiss you, will you ever be kissed? Olé, tarantula. I knew a woman in San Francisco, or maybe it was down in San Jose. I don't recall. Either way, neither does she. Yeah, forget about me. All life is sinful, the Catholics say. Use it up quick and then throw it away. Olé, tarantula.
This was written on a narrow boat, so, and this is not unlike one. You can imagine that with the slight occasional shift, that we could actually be probably just becalmed on the side of a sort of endless glassy canal on some summer evening, and somewhere in Northern Europe. And you only need about 18 inches of water either side of the vessel, and you are completely cocooned from the world going past you. There could be, like, you know, rhubarb patches with atrocities going on. You could be going past Windsor Castle. Donald Trump could be standing pleasuring himself on the other bank. David Cameron could be playing chess with Gordon Brown, and none of these things would matter, whereas normally, obviously, you'd be very interested. But you'd be protected by that 18 inches of water either side. And if you looked over the side, your glasses would fall off into the water, so you couldn't see anyway. That's assuming you need either glasses or water, which you would if you were going to be a person wearing glasses in the situation I've described. In fact, the legend of Narcissus, the person who leaned over and fell in love with his own reflection and drowned, isn't exactly true. What happened was that Narcissus looked over and his spectacles fell in the water and he couldn't tell whether he really liked the look of himself or not. And in that moment of indecision, something else happened. Something else involving Celine Dion. Okay, so this is the song from one of those glassy evenings.